How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People. And today I want to share another idea to help you live a more conscious life. And the idea is on how to see the world with new eyes. All right, guys, before I get into it, I apologize if I go into a few different tangents. Just the format of my videos is that whenever I have an idea or a topic that I want to speak on, I just give my in-the-moment commentary. My videos aren't scripted. So I apologize if it takes a little bit for me to come to the point, the main point that I'm trying to get to. So I apologize for that, but I hope you enjoy my videos. I just enjoy doing it more like this in the moment. All right, guys, so first I want to start off with saying how our brains are just basically just label-making machines, computer. So from the moment we are born until we die, our brain is just constantly registering impressions. So from the moment we are newborn, it's just taking it all in, you know, like they say, we're just a sponge. We're just taking it all in and taking these impressions in and filing them away. And how the brain works usually is kind of like a binary computer. We'll file away our experiences, our memories, in like or dislike, pleasurable, not pleasurable. So as we grow up and we get older, we accumulate vast and vast amounts of information, of data. And this is all in an effort to just make our lives easier, more efficient. Because there's neuroscientists estimate that in every moment, there's at least around 2 million bits of reality-making information. So basically, this is all the information that our five senses take in. So that's a lot of information, 2 million bits. And the problem is, though, is that our conscious thinking part of our brains can only process around 2,000 bits of information. So just think about that. If there's, at any moment around you, there's 2 million bits of information to take in, but you can only process 2,000 bits. So how accurate do you think your view of reality is? And how does your brain process the 2,000 bits? How does it choose which 2,000 bits to process? And that's basically all our memories, all our social conditioning, and all our beliefs determine how we will take in that vast amount of information and whittle it down to our own unique point of view, which is why nobody sees things the way that you do. Everybody sees the world basically through the eyes of their conditioning. So what is this conditioning? Basically, like I said, it's all the labels that we attached to all our experiences from the moment we were born. So although it makes our lives more efficient because our brain doesn't have to think about everything as if it was encountering it for the first time, like when we were kids, it does it through our beliefs. So then through that, it's able to process this information quickly. But as you see, if there's 2 million bits and we're only processing 2,000, although it might be efficient and quick, you can see how our reality is skewed and we don't have an accurate picture of the world. So the point of this video was how to see the world with fresh new eyes. So I just want you to try and experiment, you know, with the people that are in your life, the people that you, that are very important to you. Let's say your mom or dad, a brother, sister, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband. And like I said, we live our lives and we process our lives through all these mental pictures that we have accumulated. So with the people in our lives, we have all these mental pictures of the people that we care about. And through these mental pictures, we remember our friends, we remember our family, and that's how we interact with our family, through these mental pictures that we have. And because we have these mental pictures in our brain, we think we already know the thing that that picture represents, the person that that thing represents. But every moment is new, every moment is fresh. But we're always seeing the world through the filters of the past. So that's why, even though life is always new, for many of us, life becomes monotonous because we are identified to these pictures. We rely on these pictures to report back to us what reality, what life is. So going back to that example of how our brain is just constantly registering impressions. So that's why I love traveling, because traveling is an easy way to get fresh new impressions that you don't have any reference for. So let's take this example of you going to a new country and you see or feel something new. So let's say a visual impression. As the visual impression enters your retina, immediately, purely by association, it will start to go through our mental storehouse of memories and try to find a reference for whatever it's seeing, and see if it can find any picture that fits, whether, like I said, like or dislike. And if it's actually the first time it's ever encountered something, it could be neutral, or it will immediately try to see whether it's pleasurable or not pleasurable. And then it will make a memory of it. So the point is, though, is if this is a really fresh new impression, as it's coming in, because there's no reference for it, you automatically are more in a heightened, aware state of being. So that's why when you travel, people love traveling, because there's a freshness to it. The world can look HD because you're just taking in all these new impressions that you've never had to file away. So you don't have any reference for it, so you are more alert and aware because of that. So I just want you just to think about how this process that I've described, and then just to think about how a lot of the things in our life, we don't even really try to see things in a fresh way anymore, because we already have that imagery in our mind. So we really don't even make an effort, because we through habit, we just become like basically zombies to a lot of the aspects of our lives. So what I want you to do is try this little experiment with like your mom or your dad, your boyfriend, girlfriend. Next time you're going to see them, be aware of this image making process. So when you see them, really try to suspend any of the label making process. So if your brain's always trying to label something, just be aware of that process. And if you can become aware of how your brain's always trying to label something, you don't have to become identified to the judgment that it makes. You can just be aware that it's labeling things, but not really be swayed by it. So next time you see your mom or dad, really try to see them like the first time. So try to suspend that image making process. Just really try to take your visual imagery consciously. Really try to be aware. Try to, like, if this is the first time, and something unique could really happen is that when you see your mom's face or your dad's face, and you really just try to see it with fresh new eyes, it can be quite a shock, because they will actually look very different than the way that you had stored away in your brain. Maybe you'll realize that you haven't really took a good look at your mom or dad in many months or years. And they might even look to you like a completely different person. It could be a quite shocking experience. So this can just show you how powerful our minds are at filtering information and in an effort to just make our life simpler. But after a while, like I said, we're mainly processing the world through memory. And through memory is seeing the world with a little rose-colored glasses of the past. So this whole experiment is just to try to make you aware of how the brain's always constantly labeling things. So you can bring awareness to that labeling process so that you can take impressions in more consciously. So that's the whole idea of this experiment. And like I said, like when you do this, like, yeah, every moment is new. And even if you look at object that you encounter daily, you can see that it's always fresh, it's always new. You can start to feel the presence in the object. And yeah, the world looks HD. It's the colors are more vibrant, more alive. So try that. Let me know how your experience goes. And if you enjoy these videos, please subscribe and give it a thumbs up, because that helps other people find me. And if you want to help my channel grow, please share. I would really appreciate that. And I just hope you guys are having a good day. I'm just trying to stay cool right now because it's really hot here in Korea. I live in South Korea, and right now it's really humid. All right, guys, take care. Much love. Peace.